Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise. I'm with Forgotten Word Ministries, and welcome you back today. I want to finish out today, this week, I should say, Friday, with a discussion about, is there a war on Christianity in America today? What do you think about that? I truly believe, without a doubt, actually, in my mind, that our leadership certainly is declaring war on Christianity. They're just not calling it that. We've had so many things in the last few years, especially, that are taking away the rights of Christians and some other beliefs also. But you know, never before in American history of the United States have Christians experienced being hated for following Jesus like they are today. It's just phenomenal the change that's taken place. You know, it's not reached the, you know, the epic pitch that it, you know, has in some of the other parts of the world, but it's certainly happening. There's certainly a battle going on the I was reading an article on the Jeremiah Project that talked about this, and you know, there's still, they said in one of their articles, there's still a constitution in America that protects, you know, Christians and allows them to freely practice their faith, but broiling beneath the surface, the same hatred of God that exists in other parts of the world is festering in all of our institutions. Slowly, methodically and incrementally, the anti-God forces are working to remove that constitutional barrier from our Constitution and replace it with the 10 planks of communism. And we're seeing this all the time, more and more all the time. The new healthcare system that went into law says that hospitals that are Christian hospitals or Catholic hospitals now have to abide by the rules of abortion and birth control and everything, even though those are Christian and Catholic fundamental health centers. They're not being exempt, so they're taking away their religious freedom. Now we know, and there's a lot of countries, like this article said, that have it a lot worse than we do. There's countries that are just horrible when it comes to persecution. In Saudi Arabia, there's no religious freedom at all. Apostasy's punishable by death. There's no public worship services for non-Muslims at all. Anyone who does mission work or converts Muslims faces expulsion, jail, or execution. So America, the United States, hasn't got that far yet, but we're certainly building the planks a day at a time on the bridge to the same situation, and I really believe that. On the Jeremiah Project, it was it was noted that the list of countries which have mounted a campaign against Christians are, and they said this is topping the list of countries, are China, Sudan, followed by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Burma, Greece, Ethiopia, and Vietnam. Increasing persecutions also found in Cuba, Laos, and North Korea. And many Islamic-dominated nations have adopted a fanatical, militant doctrine of persecution against all infidels. The militant Islamic government of Sudan, for an example, is waging a self-described religious war against Christian, non-Muslim, and moderate Muslim persons by using torture, starvation, enslavement, and murder. In Pakistan, the government has declared those that who insult Muhammad will be put to death. In Laos, however you want to pronounce it, communist Laos, more than 250 pastors and Christian workers have been arrested. and more than 60 churches and Christian institutions have been shut down, and the government's forced many thousands of believers to sign documents to renounce their faith and belief in Christianity. So we know it could be worse, but I think we also have to recognize that we're on the verge of some real bad situation in America. It's just terrible. And you know, the Bible told us, you know, there'd be things, but you know, Matthew 24:9 says, then you will be handed over to the persecutor and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. And that's true. We realize that. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it's an easy walk to follow Jesus. Nowhere. You know, it was prophesied 2,000 years ago that Christians would be hated and ultimately handed over and be persecuted and put to death. You know, and that's true. So we know it's happening, you know. But America, in America, I guess I'd say it's called secularism. And it's becoming more visible in every avenue of and walk of life in our country and in all of our institutions. I mean, look at our schools. They've taken God completely out of our school system. Kids can't even wear a t-shirt to school that says I love Jesus on it. They have to take the shirt off, go home, get a different shirt. That's just absolutely sickening. It's just amazing. The mainstream media, which is your regular news outlets, NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, those types of media, CNN, they all truly show a real leaning toward anti-Christian broadcasting, and that's really, really sad. There seems to be that propaganda war, you know, of stereotyping Christians into a different set of people that they want to have nothing to do with. It's terrible. The Washington D.C.'s Media Research Center said America's mainstream news media ignores conservative and Christian news events except when coverage makes religious leaders look cold, intolerant, and oppressive. Their coverage of the anti-Christian agenda is all but ignored and rarely reported on. Of course, that's understandable when you realize, you know, they are part of the anti-Christian cabal and have agreed not to cover what is discussed at the globalist meetings they attend. So, you know, it's a bad situation, folks. I would like to say that it's going to get better, but it's not going to get better until something's done about it, to be quite honest with you. It's just the way it is. I don't know how any other way to put it. Here's some interesting, says though most Americans believe in God and regularly attend religious services, religion and religious issues are hardly ever mentioned, much less covered on network television, morning, evening, and magazine shows. Brent Bozell was one saying, talking about that. He's with the Media Research Center. He said that the center has surveyed more than 18,000 nightly news shows broadcast by ABC, CBS, NBC, the CNN, Cable News Network, and the PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, but found only 212 stories that focused on religion. That amounts to 1% of coverage, although 52% of Americans say they attend church and more than 90% say they pray regularly. So they're saying there's nothing to cover. Network coverage of abortion and homosexuality are never done from the religious viewpoint, Bozell said. Instead, religious figures are regularly portrayed as reactionary roadblocks while their positive influences are rarely covered. Except at Christmas time, when the networks traditionally broadcast heartwarming segments in their broadcasts, the news shows usually portray religious groups and their leaders as cold, intolerant, and oppressive. Now, that's just totally sad. Totally sad. So, you know, I don't know what to say except for, We got a problem. It's just, it is. Schools, like I said, probably the worst battlefield on the war of Christianity is taking place in the classroom. The Ten Commandments have been prohibited on school bulletin boards, and most forms of prayer have been declared unconstitutional in the nation's schools. Even that which is student-initiated. Isn't that sad? It's not like the school's trying to preach it, just a student. Atheists and others who hate God despise Christians who help others come to a saving knowledge of Christ. They're determined to battle those who would help immature Christians, particularly Christian children, to grow in their relationship with Christ. You know, they battle that constantly. Increasingly, and just increasingly, folks, our children are discriminated against for trying to present their Christian convictions in school. I know my own son, 11 years old, has come home and told me that he can't say anything about Jesus or God in school because they said that that's not allowed. And that's just sick. It's sick. We live in a small community, so it's, we don't have the opportunity for any kind of Christian schools around here. So I, you know, it's a constant battle with the school to try to get them to lighten up. It's terrible. A high school student in Florida, as an example, was suspended for handing out religious literature before and after, but not during school hours. Two high school students in Texas were told by their principal they could not wear rosaries. The principal claimed that they were symbols of gang activity, even though the boys were not involved in any of the gangs. In 2002, music teachers in Michigan, Maryland, and Virginia didn't allow students to perform traditional carols like Silent Night and the First Noel during Christmas. A New Jersey public school banned the Charles Dickens play A Christmas Carol because of its spiritual overtones and message of redemption. Isn't that amazing? Remember Judge Roy Moore in Alabama? He's a judge. He was ordered to stop conducting prayers in his courtroom and to stop displaying the Ten Commandments. Isn't that amazing? That led Alabama Governor Bob James, a supporter of prayer in public schools, to vow to use state troopers if necessary to allow more to continue the prayers. So, you know, at least there's some good people out there. Now, confessed child rapist James Arnett's sentence was overturned by an Ohio appeals court. The reason the judge in his case quoted from Matthew 18, 5 and 6 during the sentence. So, I don't know, you know, I believe, I truly, honestly believe there's a war on Christians and Christianity in our country of America. I know that we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for our people, our churches, our leaders, in the, our pastors, our board members, elders, deacons. We need to find out exactly what's going on, folks, and pray to God. You know, the Lord can heal this nation if we allow Him to, if we'll give Him a reason to want to. Right now, there's not a lot of reason, is there? We see laws being passed on the books all the time that just they're pushing Christianity out. You can't mention anything about Christianity, but it's beginning to where you can speak about Muslims and other things, and it's okay. So there certainly seems to be a war on Christianity, in my opinion, in many, many other people's opinions also, I might add. We need prayer. We need prayer desperately to the Lord to get us through this and to get this country back on track and to get our leaders to understand that America was founded on godly Christian principles, and we need to get back to that before our rights are completely gone and we become like the other nations who, if you're going to be a Christian, you're going to have to hide out and meet in the dark, or you're going to be persecuted or even jailed or killed. Well, think about that. It's something to think about strongly. Pray for our country. Pray for each other. Pray for our leaders. God bless each one of you. It's time to go again, unfortunately, but we will see you Monday morning. God bless each one of you.